Your hormones are responsible for how you think, feel, and look. A woman with balanced hormones is sharp and upbeat, with a good memory. She feels energetic without caffeine during the day, falls asleep quickly, and wakes refreshed. She is blessed with a healthy appetite and maintains a desired weight with a good diet. Her hair and skin glow. She feels emotionally balanced and responds to stress with grace and reason. When menstruating, her menses comes and goes with no or little PMS. She has an active sex life. She can maintain a full-term pregnancy. When entering perimenopause or menopause, she slides into a new phase of life with ease. If that doesn't describe you, your hormones are imbalanced. Don't despair. You are not alone. Millions of women experience hormonal imbalance. The good news is you can rebalance your hormones naturally and resolve your symptoms. Most conventionally trained doctors tell us that the only way to control our hormones is by taking birth control pills, undergoing hormone replacement therapy, applying creams, or even removing our organs, such as the uterus. I want you to know that these are not your only options. There are gentle and self-honoring methods for taking care of your body that will bring about the sacred balance you so deserve. I know that your doctor has probably never explained the key role of the digestive tract, sugar balance, the liver, or food in rebalancing your hormones. The reasons are numerous, but still inexcusable. For one, doctors receive only a few hours of clinical training in nutrition and no education at all on the critical role of the gut in your overall health. Medical training also does not connect the dots from the health of the liver and sugar levels to overall hormonal balance. If that isn't disturbing enough, one of my colleagues, a Harvard-educated doctor, said that using food as medicine isn't sexy enough when compared to inventing the next celebrated drug. Given the medical establishment's perspective, it is high time we acknowledge that we have a personal responsibility to regain and maintain our health. Whatever your reason for choosing this book, I'm so glad you are here. You are open-minded, proactive, smart, and resourceful. You refuse to see a pill as the only answer. I hope you share what you learn here with at least three other women you love and respect. She can be your mother, your daughter, your co-worker, or your friend. She can be someone you barely know, but you can see she's struggling. Together, we can have an incredible impact on the healing of women everywhere. In this book, you'll learn how you can achieve this without pills, magic potions, or gimmicks. What are hormones? Hormones are tiny chemical messengers produced by a network of endocrine glands, including the pituitary, adrenal, thyroid, and pineal glands, the pancreas, ovaries in women, and testes in men. Hormones are released directly into the bloodstream and carried to the organs and tissues of the body to perform their functions. Excess fat cells can also produce hormones, such as estradiol or leptin. Hormones do not exist in isolation. They work together like musicians in an orchestra. When one hormone is out of sync, it throws off your other hormones and even other body systems. For example, think of a time when you experienced a lot of stress. Your adrenals were busy releasing a lot of the hormone cortisol to help your body to deal with it. It's likely that your immune system became compromised by that excessive cortisol release, and you came down with a nasty cold. And it's likely that weeks or months after that, you started showing symptoms of low thyroid function, such as hair loss, weight gain, or fatigue, or estrogen dominance, PMS, water retention, or miscarriages.